Daf is Ein Gimel. So we got to the top line. Let's just repeat that top line we discussed yesterday, where there's a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Rav was of the opinion that makum pisa, the person where he eats his pas, that's going to be the makum dira in terms of his house will be asring the bnei chatzar, and Shmuel felt is makum lina, where a person sleeps. So makum pisa, makum lina, that's a machlokas. And just you see from the Ein Mishpah, we pass like Rav, that b'makum pisa, where his bread, where his eating is, that's what's kaveh his makum. So Gemara asks the following shayla meisivei. Ha-roam va-kaitzin va-burganin. So, roam are shepherds. Kaitzin, Rashi points out, are people who watch over dried figs. And burganin are different types of watchers, the city watchers of some sort. And the din is, bizmanshe darchan lalin ba'ir, if they normally sleep in the city. Harehein ka'ansheir, they have the din of the ansheir, and whatever that entails in terms of the bnei chatzar, and the walking the daud amos, and the apayim ama, all that's ansheir, depending where they sleep. If these workers, the shepherds, the watchers, if they sleep in the field, so then they have from the field, from where they sleep. And Rashi points out, even though people don't eat in the field, you eat in the city, so eat in the city, and then they go out, restaurants are in the city, and then they go out to sleep overnight in the field, that's where they're watching things. So we see that even though it goes based on makom lina. So this is a question according to Rav. This seems to pass like Shmuel. So the Gemara says, "Hasam over there, Anan Sadi, we testify, de'i mamtile rifsa, hasam tfei nichle." If the person had access to food, if there were restaurants in the field where he was, watching, where he was shepherding, where he was doing whatever he was doing in the field, he'd rather eat in the field. It's just lamaisa, there are no restaurants in the field. But we see that it's not about lamaisa where a person eats, it's about where a person's ikker, where he would like to eat. And since he'd prefer to eat in the sadeh, it does actually go based on Rav, that makum pisa is gone, because that's where, again, he'd prefer to eat. So Gemara then says, "Amr of Yosef lo shmila hashmeisa." Rav Yosef, I never heard of this. Now we've seen this many times before throughout Shas. Yosef forgot something that he had learned. And Amr le Abai, Abai says, "At Amris Nehelen, you were the one who taught us this din. V'aha Amris Nehelen, and you said it to us on this particular din that ha'achim shayochen al shulchan avim. If they were brothers, were eating on the table of their father. And this is the mishnah from yesterday's daf. Yishenim bevateim, they were sleeping at home. Tzichen iruv l'chalecha ve'achad. They have to each make a separate iruv." And you told us, Shmamina Makum Lina Gorim, because even though they're eating with the father, since they're sleeping at home, they're considered a separate house and they have to all contribute separately, so it goes based on Makum Lina. Vamerslan, and you told us in response, Amar Yehuda Marab, Bimakable Prasashanu, it's only where the father was supporting them with food, but they were not actually eating in the father's house, they're eating at their own home. So they're both eating and sleeping in their houses, so we see that Makum Pisa is actually Gorim based on these two sugars, and that's how we pass. The Gemara now quotes a brisa along the same lines. Tanu Rabbanan, Misha Yeshlo Chamesh Noshim Mikablos Pras Mibalein. You have five women who are accepting, who are receiving, food from their husbands. The Chamisha Avadim Mikablin Pras Mirabein, and you have five Avadim who are now being supported by their master. So the question becomes, do the women, if let's say they live in the same courtyard as the husbands, are the wives considered a separate unit? They're living separately? Or no, are they considered all together? And same thing with the Eved. We know, Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo, so there's a certain extension, Isho Kagufo. So how literally do we take these things that a woman's like a husband and the Eved's like a master? Is it considered one unit or they're separate entities? So it's all a situation where they're being supported by either the master or the husband. So the Gemara says it is a machlokes, whether they view them as independent owners or independent parties or are together. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bisera Matir Benashim V'Oser Bavadim. He felt that women, Isha Kegufa, women are Nimshach Acher, their husband, and therefore they're not considered separate units. They are all one unit. By Avadim are separate entities. We don't say an Evik Kanani is Mamish like the Rebbe, the Rav, and therefore they are Aser unless they contribute to the Eruv. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bisera. Right now, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, he says the opposite. He's matir ba'avadim v'oser b'nashim. He felt that no, avadim are considered an extension of the masters, and they're considered all one unit, even though they're living separately. And women are considered separate, and they are asering if they don't contribute to the air, if they do aser. So they have flip. They have opposite understandings at a pasuk. What's the reason? Ma'amarav, my time is Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. Why do you think an Eved is Matir? Why do you think an Eved is an extension of the Rav? It says in the passage of Daniel, B'Daniel, it says Daniel, Bisra Malka. Bisra Malka means in the gate of the king. What that means, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says that the Bisra Malka, B'chol Makom Shu, Chashuv Lei Bisra Malka. Wherever the Eved is, he's always considered in the gate of the king. Even though he's physically not in the palace, he's always still, he's always feels the Ema, the Pacha, the fear, the control of the king. So too, on a lower scale, a master and a slave, he feels that same level of subordination to the master, and therefore, it's always considered an extension of the Rav, and does not have to have a separate Erev from the master. So that's a Machlokas. So the Gemara now says, lines everything up for us. Pshita ben etzel aviv kedamr. We understood the case of a son and a father. That was yesterday's discussion. That was the Mishnah. Today we learned, isha etzel baila, v'eved etzel rabo, a woman, a wife relative to her husband, and eved relative to the master. That's a pluksa, Rabbi Yehuda ben Viseira, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. So those we've lined up. Again, children, father, son, husband, wife, master, slave. What about a Talmud Eitzel Rabbo? How do we view the relationship between a Talmud and a Rebbe? Do we view them as separate entities? And a Talmud, if he lives in the same courtyard as the Rebbe, would have to give separately? Or do we view them as the same unit, as an extension, and he's considered Bichlal the Rebbe? So what's the din? So Tashma, the Gemara quotes a Braisa, the Rav, Bei Rabbi Chiyah, Amar, Ein Anu Tzrichen La'ariv, Sherei Anu Somchen Al Shulchan El Sher Rabbi Chiyah. The people, Rav, who was in the house, the base manager, Rabbi Chiyah, says we do not have to contribute to the Eir because we are somech on the shulchan, on the food of Rabbi Chiyah, and therefore we see a Talmud is a tafel to the Rebbe. And furthermore, Rabbi Chiyah, Bei Rebbe, Rabbi Chiyah, when he was learning the base manager, Rebbe, he also says, Amar, Ein anu tzrichen la'ariv, we don't have to make a separate Erev or contribute separately to the Erev. Sherei anu somchen al shulchan al Rebbe, we are relying on our Rebbe. So we see, and Rashi just points out, this is a case where the Rebbe is supporting the Talmidim, so it's considered an extension of the Rebbe. So we see that we've covered every single circumstance, these very strong relationships. We've covered the father-son, husband-wife, master-slave, and now Rebbe Talmud. So now the Gemara asks the question. Boi minei abai mei rabba. Chamisha shegavu es eruvin, kishmolichen es eruvan lemakum acher. When the people collect an Erev in one courtyard, and now they want to move the Erev elsewhere, so the question the Gemara wants to know is, Erev echad lekulan, o tzuichen Erev lecholecha vecha. Do they have one Erev to represent the entire Bnei Chatzar now, to move elsewhere, or each one has to contribute separately? Just look at Rashi. Rashi says, lemakum acher, it's higher up in the Rashi, around 15 narrow lines down or so, lemakum acher, lechatzar acher. They want to now make an Erev to a separate chatzar. So, abaye lo shmile hahi masnisa detani le'el. We learned this yesterday's daf, on Ayin Beis, that chamisha shegavu es eruvin, we had that discussion, if you move it to makum acher, that is machlokis beis hil beis shammai, remember the two different ikadamris, the two different girsos, whether or not they have to give one for everyone, or each one has to give separately. So apparently he did not hear this braisa, so he's asking the question here, but we already discussed it yesterday. So the Gemara is going to revisit today. Or alternatively, Rashi's inami, maybe Shemile, he really heard the braisa, will be barlei hilchasamai, he wanted to know how he paskin. So, either way, what's the question? When they have an Erev, Bnei Chatzar has an Erev, now they want to make an Erev with an adjacent Erev, do they have to have just one Erev for that entire Bnei Chatzar A to combine with B, or each party in Bnei Chatzar A need to contribute to connect with Chatzar B? So the Gemara, it says, Amar le Erev Echad Lekulin. It's enough to have one Erev to represent that Chatzar A to now combine with Chatzar B. So the Gemara says, is that really true? V'ho achen dechi agavu dami v'katani tzuichin Erev l'cholecha v'yachad. So if you remember yesterday's daf, the mission on the bottom of Ayin Beis Mabez, where the brothers and the father, so the mission had said, if the brothers are eating by the father's house, but they're sleeping at home, the mission said, Tzrichen Erev L'Cholecha V'Yachad, they each have to give separately. Now the Gemara says, don't we view the Achen as one unit, as a Bnei Erev? And now when they're trying to make an Erev separately, so why do they have to each contribute separately? It must be that even though you have Chamisha Shegavos Eruvin, when it comes to making an Erev, they each have to contribute separately. It's not Erev L'chol Echad V'Echad. And the Gemara says, no, Hachav in my skin, the case here is, Kigon D'Ika D'Yorin B'Hadayu. It's a different situation. When the case of the brothers in the mission, Ayin Beis Mabez, it's not where it was only the brothers and the father. There are other people living there as well. So you can only view the brothers and the father as one unit if they're the only family that's living in that courtyard. So then when they want to make an Erev with the adjacent chatzar, one's enough. But the moment you have siblings along with other, you know, non-family members living in the courtyard, then that separates the even the siblings, and each person, each family unit has to contribute separately. So the Gemara says again that Hacha b'Ma'askinan could go into Ika Dioran b'Hadayu. The reason why the brothers have to give it each separately because there are other people living in that courtyard. The Migo the Hani Asri, Hani Nami Asri. The fact that these people are Asring, they're all Asr to each other now. So that's the understanding of the case. The Gemara is about to bring a riot. But if you have, let's say, a case where in Chatzar A, we all live there. Let's say all of us lived in the same Chatzar. We all contributed, so we're not relatives. We all contributed. We made an Erev. That Erev makes us a unit. Now, when we want to go to the next one, we could have one representing all of us to connect to the other Erev. We don't have to all contribute to the next Erev. But the case of the brothers, we're trying to make an Erev in our Chatzar. So if it was just me and my brothers, then it's fine, one for all of us. But since it's 20 of us, so then we all have to give separately because we're not considered one unit. But again, once you've established one unit through an Erev, then that can be transferred over to an adjacent Erev. And the Gemara proves this point, that the case of the brothers is where they were not alone. There were other people living there. Because the Gemara says, Hachanami Mistavr, it's also very logical to say this. The Katani, Eimasai, when is this all true? Bizman, when it's enough to have, you have to have each person, each brother has to contribute to the Erev. Bizman Shemolichen es Eruvin b'makom acher, when you have to put the Erev somewhere else, so then all the brothers have to contribute separately. Aval im haya Eruvin ba'etzam, if it's coming to the father's house, that is enough to combine all the brothers together with the father. Or, or no one else is living there, implying that the ratio was a case where people were living there as well, the Menei Chatzar, other non-relatives. That's why you need an Erev L'chol Echav Yechad. And just to finish that line, again, when no one else is living there, then Ein Tzrichin L'Arev Shema Mina. So that's the case. Okay, good. Gemara asks a question. By Menei Rabbi Chia Bar Abin, Mei Rav Sheshes. B'nei Beirav, De'achli Nama Bibaga, The people of the base medrash Rav, they would eat bibaga. What's baga? Rashi says it was a little like an inn or hotel or something, maybe a restaurant even, somewhere in the field. And v'asu baisi bibei Rav, and then they go back home to sleep. Baisi means to sleep, Rashi says, in the base medrash. They sleep in the base medrash. So they have a place to eat, I don't know, like a chadar ochel, somewhere in the field, and then they come back to the base medrash to sleep. Okay, so they're eating and sleeping in different locations. So now the Gemara wants to know, ki mashchinan lehu tchuma, when they measure the tchum, where they can walk from, where do you measure from? Mi bei rav mashchinale or mi baga mashchinale? Do you measure from the base medrash where they would sleep, bei rav, or from where they would eat in the baga outside in the field in the chadar ochel on the picnic tables in the back or something? Where do you measure this from? So Amrle, the response was from Rav Sheshes, mashchinan mi bei rav. You measure from the base medrash from where they sleep. So the Gemara says, is that really true? You measure apayim ama from where a person sleeps? So the hare no sin es eruve besoch apayim ama. A person normally places his Erev within 2,000 amos. That's where he eats. The Asi v'Baisi b'Beisa, and then he goes to sleep at his house. The Mashchin le Truma Meruve. When he measures it, we have the statement, a clear statement, that's measured from where a person eats, not from where a person sleeps. So we have a steer here. We have one statement that says we measure from where a person eats. That's where you place your Erev. Wherever your Erev is, the pas is, that's where you should measure from. But this price says you should measure from the base measures from where the person's sleeping. So is it the base, is it the sleeping place or is it the eating place? So just to be clear, by the way, it obviously comes up here. We've been talking about up until now, what asks a person b'nei chatzar? What requires me to contribute to an Erev chatzeros? That was the discussion up until now, makom pas or makom lino. Now that those same two concepts are applying, how do you measure alpaim ama for Erev tchum? That's a different point now. Just that's a similarity of pas or lina. So Gemara says there's a stira. When it comes to measuring 2,000 amos of the tchum, is that for makom pas or makom lina? So the Gemara says there's a stira. And the Gemara says there is no stira. The Gemara explains, behahi anansadi ubahada anansadi. In that case, we could testify what their real interest is. And in this case, we could testify what they're really interested in. What does that mean? In that case, we testify, if they would actually live there, they'd prefer to live there, meaning in the case of the base medrash and the eating and the sleeping, where we measure from the place of eating, they'd actually want to live there as well. They'd rather live there, but that's whatever, there was no place for them to live. And in the case of the base medrash, but how the Anan, in our case, Anan Sadi, we testified, the Maisle Rifsa, Lebei Rav, Nichalei Tvei. They would sleep in the base medrash. They couldn't eat in the base medrash. Whatever the reason was, there were no restaurants, there was no food there, they weren't allowed to eat in the base medrash. Had they brought food in the base medrash, they prefer to eat in the base medrash. Meaning what comes out from this, it's not really makom lina, It's not really makom pas. It's wherever they'd rather do both of them. Nobody wants to eat in one place and sleep in another place. We all hate going out for dinner Friday night. It's very nice and all, you know, but to have to go out, it's very nice, but to come back and sleep, if I'm going, I'd rather just go for the whole Shabbos. To walk back and forth to my in-laws, you know, I'd rather not sleep there, but when you go there, we eat and come back and forth. I like sleeping in my own bed, but to eat one place and sleep in another place, it gets, it's not so, but if a person was given the choice, where would you rather do both of them? Eating and sleeping. Pick a place. So it depends on the situation. In the situation of the Beis Medrash, they rather both eat and sleep in the Beis Medrash. Ah, so that's where you measure from. In the other case that they're referring to, they rather eat and sleep in the place where the food was. So you go based on where the food is. But it's not about the food. It's not about the sleep. It's about where they'd rather spend their whole Shabbos. So Gemara now says, last few lines on the page, Boy Rami Barchama Merav Chista. Abu Bno, Harava V'tamido, Kiravim Damu, O Kiyachidim Damu. When it comes to a father and a son, or a Rebbe and a Talmud, do you view them as Rabbim, or do you view them as Yechidim? What's the significance of a Rabbim versus Yechidim? So if you look at Rashi, here Rashi says, the last 10 narrow lines, Ha'av u'bno, Harav v'tamido, are they Kirabim damu? And therefore, le'inyon, shtei chatzero zulefnim mizu, v'drisas rega p'nimis al hachitzona. If they were, end up being, there were, you know, rows of courtyards, so there's a chatzer, there's a chitzona and a p'nimis, and the Mishnah tells us, we're going to learn this in 2 days from today, Im hayusha yachidim sheyachid dar b'pnimis. If a yachid lives in the inner courtyard, tari rega hamutaris b'mkomo, he could carry in his courtyard. There's no other person living there. It's a b'yachidi. So he could walk there without a problem, no need for an erev. Eino osaris shelo b'mkomo. He cannot aser the chitona. Even though he walks through the chitona, a yachid does not aser the chitona. However, the Mishnah says, Im sharabim, if rabim, which is simply multiple people, two people or more, live in the p'nimi, below irvu pnimis, and they did not make an eruv in the pnimi chatzir lasma have a regal oseris bimkomo. They cannot carry in the pnimi, and that becomes a regal asur bimkomo oseris al chitona. It asers the chitona as well. A filu irvu chitona. Even if the outer courtyard made an eruv, if they did not make an eruv in the inner one, they aser the usage of chitona. So it's very important to know, how do you define a yachid? How do you define rabim in that inner courtyard? Because that's going to impact the outer courtyard. So the Gemara says, again, the question is, kirabim damu o kiyachidim damu? Do we, furthermore, do we say tzrichim erev or ain't tzrichim erev? We mentioned before, if it's a family that lives in the courtyard, father and son, no one else living there, we don't need an erev because we're all one family. But if we view them as separately, father and a son, a Rebbe and a Talmud, so then you would require an erev. And furthermore, what about a mavoi? The same question. A mavoi shalahen nitar b'lechi v'kora o ain nitar b'lechi v'kora. What the dinim of a mavoi is, just like we know a chatzer, what's the definition of a chatzer? Two houses is a chatzer. Definition of mavoi is two chatzeros. But let's say the chatzeros are being lived in by a Rebbe and a Talmud. Do we view that as a one chatzer? It's a mavoi to a chatzer. A lechi and kor doesn't work in a chatzer. You need two chatzeros. So it actually works the opposite way. If we view them as one unit, which actually doesn't require an eruv, it would not allow you to make a lechi, a kor, and a mavoi, because you need two chatzeros as a prerequisite for fixing a mavoi. So what's it then? How do you view halachically a Rebbe and a Talmud and a father and a son? So the Gemara answered, Amalei, Tanisu, we have a statement, a Bryson that tells us, Av ubno, harav v'tamido, bizman shein imam diom, when no one else is living in the courtyard other than these two, harehen kiyachidin, they're individuals, will not aser the outer courtyard, they will not need an eruv, vein tzich an eruv, umavoy shalhen nitar b'lachi v'kor, but nonetheless, even though they're only one courtyard, Legabe the mavoi, we view them as two chatzeros. It's just a bit of a chilak here, and we allow one to make a lechi and a korah in the area. Just look at Rashi. Rashi says here, last two narrow lines here. Umavoi shalahen nitar b'lechi v'korah v'afa gav de'in tzrichin la'ariv chatzeros. Even though the erev chatzeros is not needed, mikomakom psuchas lo. In the end of the day, we view them as two chatzeros legabe the mavoi, and you would require a korah and a lechi and would work. So that's the that's amud aleph. Okay. This next Mishnah is a very technical Mishnah. It's a very textual one. We have to read through the text very carefully. We're going to spend a lot of time just... It's not hard. It's just it's very technical. So in reading the text. So let's just take it through slowly. We've seen all the principles already, just about getting clarity in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah now says in the last two lines of Amud Aleph here, Chomesh chatzeros psuchos zulazu, u'psuchos lemavoi. So this line, by the way, just to keep in mind, we're going to have a girsa at the end that psuchos zulazu is going to be deleted according to some girsas, but we'll wait just to keep in mind now so we can refer back to it. So chamesh chatzeres psuchos zulazu. You have five courtyards which are all opening up to each other. U'psuchos lemavoi. They also have access points to the mavoi. So you have a mavoi in the middle and five chatzeres. Irvu b'chatzeros, if you make an air around the chatzeros, v'lo nishtatu b'mavoi, but you don't make the sheet of mavois, mutar b'chatzeros, because you have an eruv, but asum b'mavoi, but you can't use the mavoi because you have no sheet of mavois. Fine. And that's the klal here is, ein somchin ala eruv b'makum shita. Right? We had that discussion the other day. If there's an eruv, can you rely on the eruv for the mavoi as well? So this Mishnah clearly assumed you cannot rely on the eruv for the mavoi. That's like the shita of, anyone remember who? Rabbi Meir. So then the Mishnah says on Tamar Beis, we're going to see Rabbi Meir, there's a machlokas, Rabbi Meir, whether he authored every single line of the Mishnah or some of the lines here, but that first line is Reisha, certainly Rabbi Meir. Now, v'mit nishtatfu b'mavoi, if there was just shita mavos, then mutarn kan mkan. Now, the simple understanding right now, the Mishnah here is, if he only did shita mavos, but did not do Erev Chatzeros, it actually would work for both them, which is a stira. How could Shita Mavos work for Erev Chatzeros? If you don't have Erev Chatzeros, the Gemara is going to answer, I'm just helping out as we read through this, the Gemara is going to answer, no, it's where you also did Shita Mavos. You did Erev Chatzeros plus Shita Mavos, which case you could carry in both the Chatzer and the Mavot. Next stage of the Mishnah. Irvu b'chatzeros, v'nishtatu b'mavot. So you did an Erev, you did a Mavot, everything's fine. However, shachach echad mi'b'nei chatzer v'lo Erev. One guy from the Chatzer didn't participate in the Erev. Everyone else did. The other four guys did. All five did the mavoi. One guy forgot to do his Erev Chatzeros to add to the Erev Chatzeros. The din is mutarn kan v'kan. That's allowed. Now, the problem with this is how could it work? The guy didn't do an Erev. You shouldn't be able to rely on the Shita Mavos. It sounds like this is not like Rebbe Meir. So we're relying on the Shita Mavos that the guy did for the Erev Chatzeros, which he didn't do. So that sounds like it's not like Rebbe Meir. That's where I was going to point this out. And then mavoi, one second here. Shacha acha mibnei chatzer v'lo Erev mutarn kan v'kan. Mibnei mavoi, if a person from the Mnei mavoi v'lo nishatav, he didn't contribute. So you have five guys did the chatzer, only four guys did the shita mavos, mutarn mechatzeros, they're allowed to all carry the chatzer because all five contributed to the chatzer, v'asum b'mavoi, but they can't carry the mavoi because one guy forgot to participate in the mavoi. So this is the Mishnah, and the Mishnah just concludes kind of an independent statement, sh'amavoi lechatzeros kechatzer lebatim. You know, you have the relationship to each other. A mavoi is to a chatzer, as a chatzer is to a house, which means a chatzer needs two batim, and a mavoi needs two chatzeros. That's just a regular structure that's needed in terms of building defining a mavoi. Fine. So now, hopefully that introduction will help. Now, as we went through the Mishnah, let's see how the Gemara analyzes the Mishnah. Money, who authored the Mishnah? It must be Rabbi Meir. Damar ba'inan eruv u ba'inan shituf. You need both of them. That's why, if the guy did not participate in the shituf, then you cannot carry in the mavoi in that first case in the Reisha, only the Erev Chatzeros that was made. However, Eima Mitziyasa, the middle case, the second case in the Mishnah, which said, v'mishtatu b'mavoi, which sounded like, if you only had shita mavos, but you did not have Erev Chatzeros, it says mutar, mutan kamakan. That's us in the Rabbanan, b'damri b'chadisagi. That's Rabbanan who held that it's enough to have either the shituf or the Erev. Not both of them, so it changed from Rabbi Meir to now Chachamim. And the Gemara says, no, halokasha, with the Brisa, rather with the Mishnah means, vim nishatu nami kamar. What it means is, the Reisha is, where there's an Erev, but no shituf, you can only carry in the Chatzer. But if there's an Erev, plus also shita mavos, then you could carry butar and kan lakan, and that works very nicely for shita as Rabbi Meir. So then Mishnah says, Eima Seifa. Look at the Seifa, the next line, which is really the Irvu b'chatzeros, v'nishatfu b'mavoi, v'shachach echa mibnei chatzer v'lo Irv, butar and kan v'kan. So one guy did not contribute to the b'nei chatzer, to the other, the Erev. So four of the five did, one guy did not. And the Mishnah says it's mutar and kan v'kan. So what's the case? How's it mutar? There's one guy, he's an oser, right? If five of us are living here, four contribute, and one guy doesn't contribute, he asks the rest for some carrying. So either he has to contribute before Shabbos, or what's the other avenue he could do? What's the other way he could allow us to carry? Vata Roshus, he can Masalik himself. So the Gemara says, Hey Chidami, what's the case? Idolo Batil, if he wasn't Mevatil himself, Amai Mutarin. Why are the other four allowed to? He wasn't Mevatil Roshus. Elopshita, the Batil must be, where the fifth guy was Mevatil Roshus, allowing the others to carry. Well, however, Eima Seifa, look at the Seifa. Shachach Echad, Ubnei Bavoi, one of the guys from the Mavoi now, forgot to participate. V'lo nishatev, mutarin b'chatzerus, v'asum b'mavoi. He's allowed to carry the chatzer, but it's also to carry the Mavoi. Now, if we are establishing the Mishnah as a case where the guys who are left out are Mevatel, I debatel amai asurin b'mavoi. If, just like the case of Bnei Chatzer was Mevatel's Rishus because he forgot, so too, seemingly, the Bnei Mavoi guy who forgot also was Mevatel's Rishus to the Bnei Mavoi. So why would it be asur? So the Chitema Kesava Rebbe Meir ain't Bitter Rishus B'Mavoi. Maybe Bitter Rishus only works for Bnei Chatzer, but maybe it does not work for Bnei Mavoi. That's not true. V'tani with a brayso that clearly states that Shehare Bittel Lachem Rishuso Divrei Rabbi Meir. In the context of Mavoi, Rabbi Meir clearly says that one can be Mevat Rishus to Bnei Mavoi. So if that that Mitzia case, that Seifa case, was a case of Bittel Rishus, the Seifa of the Bnei Mavoi should also be Bittel Rishus. And if it's Bittel Rishus, it should be allowed to carry in the Mavoi as well. So Gemara says, Ela Pshita Delo Batel. Must be that it's a case where it's not Batel, this last case of the Bnei Mavoi. And that's why the Bnei Mavoi can't ask her, because he hadn't yet Mevat Rishus the Bnei Mavoi. The Seifa Lo Batel, if the Seifa is a case by the Bnei Mavoi, where there's no Bittel Rishus, then Reisha Nami, the Labata, the case of the Reisha, where the Bnei Chatzer, Sheshachach, the Lo Irv, it also must be a case where he was not Mevato. Now, if he was not Mevato, if that's the case, he wasn't Mevato, so how come, if the guy forgot, how come you could carry? Just again, the case we're talking about right now is, if four of the five guys contributed to the Chatzer, and the Mishnah said, okay, they could all carry, Mutarn, everyone's Mutarn. But why? The Bnei Chatzer, that one guy didn't contribute. And now we're saying he didn't do Bittel either, because we want to have consistency in the Mishnah. So there's no Erev and no Bittel. How could it carry? There's a fifth guy who's not part of the Erev. So the Gemara says, it must be because there's a Shita Mavos in the case, and Rabban hold, Shita Mavos, you could somkin for the Erev Chaser. So that sounds like the Shita's Rabbanim. So what comes out is, are you going to tell me the Reish in the safe is Rabbi Meir, where you need both the sheet of an Erev, and Mitzial says Rabbanan, and the Mitzial is where you only need one of them, like Rabbanan? Hard to say that different stages of the Mishnah were written by different tonight. So Gemara says no. Kula Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir authored the entire thing. So we understand why you need both an Erev and a sheet of. The big question we had was that middle case. The middle case was, five of us are living in the Chatzar. Four of us make an Erev, one guy does not make an Erev. The Mishnah says you could carry, everyone could carry. Why? That one guy didn't make an Erev. Number two is he wasn't Mevat the Rishus, we proved. So how are the other four allowed to make an Erev? So the Mishnah explains, why does Rabbi Meir allow them to carry within that Chatzar? So the Gemara explains, the time am I, Amar Rabbi Meir, Ba'inan Erev, Uba'inan Shituf. You need both an Erev and a Shituf. That's the Rabbi Meir L'Shitaso. Shelo L'Shakeach Taras Erev Me'atinokos. Reason why you need both, the Svar is we don't want people to forget. If you only have a Shituf Mevos, halachically it works. But now what's going to happen is, my kids are going to grow up never seeing an Erev. They're going to move on to their own neighborhood and say, we didn't have an Erev growing up. We don't need an Erev now. So make sure they always have a Shitav, always have an Erev. This case, Hacha, Kamen, Deruba, Irva, Lo Meshachev. Four of the five guys contributed to the Erev. That's Rov. The families are going to know there was an Erev. Okay, one family forgot, but that's enough of a presence of an Erev that they should not forget the concept of an Erev. And that's how we read the Mishnah. Okay, so now, on that Mishnah, as I told you before, that there's a girsa change, according to some, that Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav, Lo Tani, Rav, did not learn Psucho Zulazu. He had deleted those words from the Mishnah. Just to remind us, the Mishnah started off with Chamesh Chatzeros, Psucho Zulazu, that they all open up to each other, and they open up to the Mavoi. They deleted the words that are not Psucho Zulazu. They don't open up to each other, rather, they're all facing the Mavoi. So you have five Chatzeros, that you only access the Mavoi. They have one big highway or street. They all go out to the Mavoi, but not to each other. Fine. We'll see with the significance in just a moment. So that's what he said. Amar Yehuda, Rav, lo tani psucho zulazu. V'chein Amar Rav Kana, Rav, lo tani psucho zulazu. Rav Kana had the same mesorah. Ikedami, others say, Rav Kana gufa, Rav Kana himself, lo tani psucho zulazu. He himself did not have the girsa or deleted the girsa. So what's the reason for deleting? What's the significance? Whether they're opening to each other, not opening to each other? So Amalei Abai L'Rav Yosef, my time at the Rav, Delo Tani Pesucha Shalazu, why did he remove this girsa? Kesavar, Kol Shituf Shein Machniso U'motzio Derech Pesachim B'mavoi Lav Shmei Shituf. I'll say it outside, then I'll read it inside again. What's going on here is, we're trying to make the Shituf Mavos, the alleyway here. Now, if they're making the Shituf Mavos only walking through the courtyard entranceways, but not even going to the Mavoi, it's not clear that it's being done for the Shituf Mavos. We want to have a situation where in order to connect the Shita Mavos, you have to go from your chatzar, the Mavoi, to the other guy's chatzar. You need to walk through the Mavoi to access each other. That shows the Mavoi is necessary. But if you're walking through each other's backyards and not the Mavoi, there's no in the Shita Mavos. You don't have that that serif that's there. So therefore, it would only work if they're not Psucho Zulazu, only if they all front face the Mavoi. And that's what the Gemara means. Look inside again. Kesavar Kol Shituf. She'ein machniso u'motzio derech psachim mavoi. Any shituf that's not being used to walk in and out of the mavoi, lav shmei shituf, that's not called a shituf. So the only way for this to work is if it's not psucho zulazu, rather only if the only way is to enter and exit is through vis-a-vis the mavoi. That's the svar. So the Gemara then says, should we read Rashi for this? Yeah, look, just look at Rashi, just to make this, I think you have it clear, but why not? Rashi says, kol sheet of she'ein kol echa v'yechad, any sheet of that does not have each party, each chater, machnis chelko derech pesach chater l'mavoy, that they don't go through their entranceway from his chater to the mavoy, the derech mavoy yolichenu l'chater shimunach bo, to go from the mavoy to the courtyard where the food is, lav shmei sheet of, says Rashi, shim yachnisu derech psachem shimachater l'chater, the access to the backyards of each other, if you will, a near kashita mavoy that does not appear like a kashita mavoy. V'hachanami chayish rav duma ma'ili le'derech psachem shebenim. So if it's a case where you have psachem psuchos ulazu, he would concern that that should not work. Okay. So Gemara asks a question. Esive balabayish shayashutav l'shchenav l'zeh b'yayin l'zeh b'yayin. If we had a guy who had a business relationship with his neighbor, they already own wine together. So we said ain tzichin la'ariv. You don't need to now make another erev because you already have that partnership with the wine that you guys own together. So the Gemara says, Rashi says, "Ein tzarich la'ariv v'ha hacha delacho chavis b'shutvus v'lo nichnasu ela la'osachatzer levada." So here they bought the chavis together as a partners, but they didn't go to that particular chatzer that's already in the guy's b'shus. Don't you have to make a shittim of all? You have to walk to the mavoy, the chaseros. You have to walk through people's courtyards to make the shittim, to make the erev chaseros. But here they already own it. There's no walking in and out of the erev of the chatzer to indicate it's trying to combine the properties. And the Gemara says, no. Hosam de'afke va'ili. They took it out and brought it in. Says Rashi, de'afke va'ili lechavis b'chol ha'chatzeros. They took that barrel of wine and walked it through all the chatzeros, u'mehen le'mavay, and from there to the mavay, u'misham le'chatzer shehun achsham. For lo l'shem shituf, not for shituf purposes, but rather for the air purposes, but there's an idea that if you want to work, you kind of have to walk this path. I don't know if l'maisa they do this, I don't think they do, but you have to have somehow walking this, going in and out of this chav, maybe in the case where they already own something in the past, so then you have to kind of walk it in and out of the courtyards to make it clear that you're using it for an air. So then the Gemara says further, Esive. Keitan mishtatfin b'mavoy, how does one do a mavoy? So the Gemara says, if you look at Rashi, Rashi explains the question here. We don't have a full, it's a very short question. The Gemara doesn't tell us anything. But Rashi fills in the gap here. Keitan mishtatfin, tiyufta kamosiv mimasnisin deperk chalon delakaman. We're going to see this in a week from now. A question from a Mishnah later on. Tikatani hasam, keitan mishtatfin b'mavoy, b'niachat achavis v'omer harez elachol b'nei mavoy u'maz kelehem. I say, this barrel, I'm acquiring this on behalf of everyone else. I'm going to be mezakeh to everyone else. For ha ha, says Rashi, techad mezakeh mididay lekulo v'lo nichnasei lechatzerin. I'm not bringing the barrel of wine into your courtyard. I bought it. It's in my house. I say, okay, it's for everyone else. For everyone's benefit, they're all being zocha in this barrel from me. So the Gemara says, it must be, again, Hasam Dami Dafki Availi. He brought it in and out, this barrel, from everyone's courtyard through the mavoy in order to establish that it's a shita mavos. So Gemara says, Maskivla, Rabba Barchanan Elamata, Hikna Lapas Bisalo, Hachanami Dilo Havishitov. So if that's the case, a similar way. If I have bread in my basket, I want to be mocked at to everyone in the courtyard that they should be zoch on this bread. It's not going to work because I didn't walk through every single alleyway. V'chit heim ha-chanami, if you're going to say, yeah, that's true, it won't work unless I walk through every single chatzer through the mavoy. V'ha'amar Rav Yehuda Marab b'nei v'chabur shayu mesubin v'kadesh alein hayoma pas shal shulchan tzomchen aleh b'shem erev. If people are sitting down having a meal and they see Shabbos about to begin, they say, oh, you know what, we didn't make the erev, let the bread on the table serve as the erev. Vamila, others say, Mishum Shitav as a Shitav as well. They didn't stop the meal and start walking every courtyard in and out. So we see clearly, you don't have to walk through every courtyard and every mother for this to take effect. Vamar Rabba says, Lo pligi, kame mesumim mebayis, kame mesumim chacha. And there's no machlokas about whether it was a Shitav or an Erev. Depends where they're having the meal. The meal was in the house, so that meal works for the chacha, whatever's adjacent to it. If the meal was in the courtyard, so that could work as a Shitav, which is next to the mavoy. But you can't make a Shitav of a mavoy, it cannot be in the house. A Shitav in the mavoy must be in the chacha, and an Erev in the chatzar must be in the house. So it just depends where they're having the meal. Either way, it definitely works, even though they didn't walk through every courtyard and every single mavoy. So Gemara said, you're right. That whole svar above, we're throwing it out the window, this din of having to walk through machnis and motzi through the mavoy. The reason is, Ela Taima, we'll finish with this. Taima the Rav, the reason why Rav deleted the girsa, posucha zuzu, is because the Rav, the kasavar, ein mavoy, nitar belechi v'kore, achi batim v'chatzeres psucha zuzutocho. It only works if they open up to each other. But if they're not opening up to each other, you have to travel through the chatzeros to get to the mavoy. That's not called shei chatzeros. The chatzeros have to be opening up to the mavoy, and that's the reason why he deleted the girsa, because as the end of the Mishnah said, she mavoy l'chatzeros is kechatzer libatim, and that was the svar. But again, there's no need to have to walk the erev or shitif through the different courtyards. Okay, we'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.